AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is condemning retaliatory strikes against Palestinians by Israeli settlers in the West Bank. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Palestinian authorities say settler violence has grown since the Hamas attack on Israel earlier this month.
Pouring gasoline on fire is what it's like.
At a joint news conference with Australia's prime minister, the president again condemned the Hamas assault that killed 1,400 Israelis and noted Palestinian civilians are also being killed.
The Israelis should be incredibly careful to be sure that they're focusing on going after the folks that are the propagating this war against Israel.
And after it's over,
there's no going back to the status quo as it stood on October the 6th.
The president says he'll redouble efforts to find a two-state solution.
Israelis and Palestinians equally deserve to live side by side in safety, dignity, and peace.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
On the fourth try after the ouster of Kevin McCarthy, there is a new Speaker of the House. He's Louisiana's Mike Johnson.
The challenge before us is great, but the time for action is now, and I will not let you down.
Republicans have been flailing all month, unable to conduct routine business as they fight amongst themselves with daunting challenges ahead. Former President Donald Trump was fined $10,000 at his civil fraud trial in New York for violating a limited gag order. Trump was not supposed to speak publicly about the judge's staff. He mentioned a person next to the judge being partisan. Trump claimed he was talking about his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who is testifying.
He's a totally discredited witness. And you haven't seen anything yet.
The judge said Trump's claim was not credible. A new study says abortions in the U.S. rose slightly overall 12 months after post-Roe versus Wade restrictions were put in place. The Dow finished down 105 points. This is AP News. Russia has been careful in its handling of the Israel-Hamas war.
Russia has issued carefully worded criticism of both sides in the war between Israel and Hamas. The fighting in the region has given Moscow the opportunity to point out credibility problems with the West's response to the crisis. Russian President Vladimir Putin has cast the war as a failure of U.S. diplomacy and likened Israel's blockade of Gaza to Nazi Germany's siege of Leningrad. There are risks for Moscow, however. It could damage its relationship with Israel, which until now has kept it from sending weapons to Ukraine. It also expects the Israel-Hamas war to distract attention from the fighting in Ukraine and erode support for Kyiv. I'm Karen Shamas.
The 22-year-old driver of a BMW that struck and killed four Pepperdine University students in Malibu, California last week has been charged with four counts of murder. Frazier Baum appeared in court today. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.